This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville.
Daily Ritual is an exhibition at Sarah Walters Gallery, and I have Sarah Walters herself who's going to tell me all about it. But the good news is, it is the 1st of April, and although it's All Fool's Day and all of that, I want you to assure me that the truth is that you're extending this exhibition by another week.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be running until the 9th of April, yes, definitely.
That's very good news. And the reason is because obviously you've had a fantastic response.
Going very well. Going very, very well. Thank you, Philip.
So let's start off with the whole concept of Daily Ritual.
Yes.
Why that name and what are we going to see?
Well, we like to have group exhibitions and we like to gather all the really, really good ceramicists together into one show. And we give them a kind of a loose umbrella to work with. And we love Daily Ritual because time is just flying past so quickly. And we want to slow down and do special things in the day that give you a moment of peace. So having your coffee in the morning out of a favorite mug, eating your ice cream at the end of the day in a special bowl. Little rituals that make moments in your life special. And that's what we're about as the Ceramics Gallery, is functional ceramics that give you pleasure every day.
It's a very useful concept. And I like that idea because it brings in the whole concept of art, craft, and that parameter.
Yes.
And something that is beautiful. So perhaps you'd want to just comment about that and the ritual of making something special, not just an ordinary mug.
Yeah, well, I suppose the handmade mug has got a personality. I mean, if we just stick with the idea of the mug, or it's anything that's functional, really. If it's handmade, because of the person who's made it, their personality, their hands, their philosophy, their way of being in the world, it all ends up showing in the mug. So, and every mug, even if I make 100 mugs, all the same height and the same shape, they're going to be different because they're made by hand. And then when you use that mug, it becomes your special mug, you know, because it's got a personality and it's got it's sort of a life of its own. Yeah.
And the same applies whether it's a bowl or a jug or it's a touch of the hand.
It's a touch of the hand, and it's a sort of a balance between the art and the craft, because really what our gallery is about is great craftsmanship. Yeah, so, and the handmade object, we go to great care to really make them last. You know, dishwasher friendly. They're going to stick with you, these pots. Yeah.
They'll be part of your lifestyle and
part
of your life.
Exactly. They're not going to hang on the wall.
The other thing, though, is the complexity of that process, that you're not entirely in charge. That's, you're not quite sure what might happen.
There's always
and
that.
Something that struck me is all these power arts we've been having. How does that affect you?
Yes. Look, it can be a nightmare, especially if you're electric firing. It can. You really need a good sort of 8 to 12 hours to fire the kiln. And if it goes out at the wrong time, but you know, stage 2, you can get in a gap and make it work. Yeah. And thankfully, recently I've been gas firing, and then that's okay because the gas is, you don't need electric for that.
So. Well, that's a very
We all just make a plan, eh?
But that is what creativity is all about. Yes. Tell us about some of the people who'll be exhibiting.
Gosh, I've got quite a few potters, Henny Mayer, my dad, David Walters. I've got a potter from Derbs, Maggie Matthews. Two kind of relatively new kids on the block, Bianca Bernstein and Alila Hoffmeyer. They're doing reduction firing. And then this time, as a little something, we've also got a knife maker who's doing hand-forged knives, Evan Davies. Yeah.
So it's quite a lineup of people.
Yes, and a lot.
Some of the things that you find that people relate to particularly in terms of, is it the feel? Is it the tactility? Do people actually want to touch the object?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I think we're a foil to online. You know, people want to come in and feel the weight of the mug and experience the kind of the three-dimensionality of it. You can't get that online. You don't get the texture. You don't get the sheen, the mattness, all of that kind of thing. You need to kind of experience the work, and handle it.
And also the way you put things out and together and the way you group things, I think, tell a story as well.
Yeah. Well, some people work with each other and some don't, you know, and it's nice to give it. We do little vignettes, I suppose. Yes. Yeah.
And a little glimpse into the future. What's in store for us? What's coming up next?
We're busy thinking about that. Definitely it'll be ceramics mostly, but we also want to expand a little bit into other crafts. So wood turning, knife making, that kind of thing. We're kind of open to all great craftsmanship.
Well, we look forward to seeing what's coming up next, but do get in there in the next few days because only running is until the 9th to see Daily Ritual at Sarah Walters Gallery, which is in Whelan Street, Newlands. And if you want to know what's going on the arts and crafts scene, you can always go to mapmyway.co.za and check out our news blogs.
This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery.
View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Interiority. The current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery, Collection and Gallery in Bilville, reflects upon the imagery of the inner worlds of artists such as Irma Stern, Ashley Walters, and William Kentridge. Entry by appointment is free and includes a guided tour of the gallery and works in storage. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. For a unique art experience, call the Sanlam Art Gallery.